Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, the radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, What Changed with Gideon, already in progress.
Six times in the 10 years we've been married. Do you see anything wrong with that? Now, this guy was, a youth leader, a song leader, you know, a Sunday school teacher, all kinds of things. But for when he met this third woman and he married her, she didn't want to go to church. She wanted to stay at home. And so he did. He listened to her instead of God. And so it cost him his life. He died at 55 years of age. Well, after he died at 55, I began to pray. I went back down there and went to the funeral that Sunday. And on the way home, I'm saying, Lord, I don't understand how this works. Sometimes you heal people and sometimes you don't heal people. So I said, I got to understand what makes this whole thing work. I said, because when I go pray for people, I want everybody to be healed. I want us to get our answer every time. And when we pray and we get an answer, do we like it?
Amen.
Amen. And I'm telling you, that great testimony Tommy gave you. He loves being able to pray and get an answer and stand on God's word. So anyway, whenever you see this and people that don't go to church, they've been out of church, they've done everything wrong. I mean, all kinds of sin, not going to church. Of course, this man's the only sin he had that I could find was he just had not been in church. He stopped singing. He stopped using the word of God. He just stopped producing fruit for the kingdom. But I had no revelation on this at that time. So after I prayed over him and then it didn't work and he died and I went back to his funeral on the way home, I'm asking the Lord, just like Jeremiah 33:3 says, I'm saying, Lord, I've got to know what I did wrong. I've got to know why this man died. Lord, why could I not have got him healed like so many other people that I prayed for? And the Lord finally, and I thanked him for the answer. Every time, all the way home until I got almost home, just before I got home, the Lord spoke to me. He says, son, you didn't do anything wrong. The problem is his. And he said, you will find your answer to his problem in John 15:2. Well, at that time, this is the first time I'd ever experienced John 15:2. But John 15:2 clearly says, like we just read a while ago, every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. I take it away. How many branches? Every branch. So you don't want to get taken away early. So when I saw this and saw what had happened, I said, Lord, I said, it wasn't him. It wasn't his fault. It was that woman. You know, she's the one that did this. She's the one that got him out of church. The Lord says, son, I didn't put the woman in charge of the home. I put the man in charge of the home, and I hold the man responsible for teaching my word to his family. I will hold him responsible. I thought, wow, now I know why so many men get sick and so many things happen to them, because most men that I know in the Christian church today do not do a very good job of taking care of their family. They don't teach them. They don't read the word. They don't memorize the word. I mean, when I was young and I had children, if God hadn't have spoken to me and told me to start doing this, I would have probably been one just like that. But when my son was 2 years old and my daughter was two weeks old, the Lord spoke to me audibly and told me to start teaching my family the Word of God. Now, why he did that for me, I don't know, because it's written in God's Word. You don't have to be told. It's there. If you read it, you can't miss it. It's not there just once. It's there over and over and over. But we don't do it, so it makes us sick. So the reason I'm telling you all these kind of stories is because before you get prayed for today, to get healed, you have got to repent of your sin. And some people don't even know what sin is. Most people have never heard a scripture like John 15:2. I mean, if you say, do you realize that if you don't do what John 15:2 says, if you don't produce fruit for the kingdom, it can cost you your life? Do you know, I bet you almost everybody in this room, if before you heard this, you would not have believed that. You would not believe that God is the one that's going to put this sickness upon you. And in fact, let's go to Exodus 15:26. Exodus 15:26, under the old covenant, under the law. I want you to look at this, and I want you to see what Exodus 15:26 says. Look what he says here. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Do you notice what he said there? If you will do what? Now then, what does that mean? What does it mean to be diligent? I mean, is just coming to church on Sunday being diligent? Is teaching a Sunday school class being diligent? Spending time with God. Just like Dave said there. I mean, you're getting in there and you're probably probably when you had all that problems you were having, you were probably spending more time with God than you ever did before. Yeah, amen. But if you got something wrong with you, it's a whole lot easier, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be diligent. And do you know, and God does this because we're not diligent. You know, so many people, that they won't even go to church. I mean, I had somebody come by here one time and say, are you having a healing school this afternoon? I said, yes, ma'am. We're fixing to start in about 15 minutes. Come on in. And they said, no. My mother's sitting out here in the car and she's got cancer. I want you to pray for my mother. I said, well, ma'am, I don't pray for people out in the car. They come here to go to a healing school. You come here and you listen to 4 or 5 hours of God's teaching. Then you learn what your sin is, and then you repent of your sin. Then we pray for you, and then you get well. Oh, well, we don't have time to spend 4 or 5 hours. We've got to go to Oklahoma to see my sister. I said, so you're not coming in to stay for the healing school? They said, no, we just want you to pray and get her healed. I said, ma'am, that ain't the way it works. That's not the way it works. I'm not the healer. He's the healer. And I said, the reason your mother's sick with cancer is because she ain't spending no time with God. Isn't that something? People that don't spend time with God, they just don't understand why they're sick. But he says there, you got to be diligent about this. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, then I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Who's the healer?
The Lord.
The Lord is. So let's try Exodus 23:25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and if you will serve the Lord your God, he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now, if you serve the Lord, you bless his holy name, do you think that might require every time you go into a restaurant, wherever you are, or at home, at the dinner table, or wherever, that you always bless the food before you eat it? You think that's part of this? How many people do you know that never bless the food at home, much less at a restaurant? Y'all see where I'm coming from? When God says he wants us to be diligent, people should know that we're Christians by what they see, by the way we act. And I remember one time whenever I took my son to a church, I mean, not a church, a school camp, when he was in Highland Village, when he was 10 years old. They wanted a daddy to every 10 boys to go to this camp. So I told him, well, one thing for sure, my son ain't going to no camp up in the wilds of Oklahoma without me there, I guarantee you. So anyway, I said, I'll go. So we went, and I took 10 of these boys, and I didn't know none of them but my son and one other boy. So anyway, we went to the lunchroom, and at lunch, and I have the boys bow their head, and I stand up, and I pray a prayer. Now, every day, every meal, I did that. After a couple of days, a lady comes over, and she says, sir, do you pray over everything? I said, well, yes, ma'am, I try to. I said, are you a Christian? She said, yes. I said, do you not pray over your food? She says, well, no, I don't want to offend anybody. I said, well, ma'am, I don't care if I offend them or not. You know, if Jesus, I'd rather please the king and not be concerned about who I'm going to offend. I sure don't want to offend the master. Do you?
No,
because he's the one that holds the key to life and death. Do you know how quick and easy it would be for the Lord to take you out? It's over, right? Or if you obey him and do everything he says, and he wants you to live to your 90 years of age and be perfectly healthy, if you do that, I guarantee he can do that. In fact, many times in my life, I have seen people that would be 90 years old and they'd be in really good health until all of a sudden something happened. They were right about 90, 95, and they'd have to go to the hospital or something. And in fact, this one case, this lady was a graduate from Baylor. She was a lady, and one of the first ones, in fact, women that graduated from Baylor. And she played the piano really well. This lady come got me one day and took me up to Denton and wanted me to pray for this woman. And when I walked in, I thought how old she was and what condition she was in. And so I said, ma'am, what would you like for me to pray for? Because I know what this woman that took me up there, she wants me to pray for her healing. But I asked the woman that's laying there in the bed, I said, what do you want me to pray for? She said, I am tired of living, sir, and I want to go home to be with Jesus. Now then, I said, okay, I will pray that prayer. So I prayed that prayer for her, and when we got downstairs, the lady said, that's not what I wanted you to pray for. I wanted you to pray for her healing. I said, ma'am, it's her life, not yours. It's her life. And she specifically asked me to pray that she would go home. And so I did, and I thanked the Lord for taking her home. So I said, I believe she'll die, maybe tomorrow or the next day. I don't think she'll live long because she's 90-something years old. And the Lord only promises in His Word 70 to 80. You know, so if you're past that, you're already in good shape. You know, but most people say, hey, I don't believe that. Do you know very many people that are past 80? Do you know very many people that are past 80? I know this right. No, that's one. Out of all of us, that's one. Yeah, Franz, he's 86, right? Yeah, so, I mean, you get a few. You get a few, but as a rule, most people don't make it past 80. Some of them get to 90, but you don't get too many. So, in other words, if you get past 90, you're probably going to spend a lot of time with God, and you're going to be very diligent, and you're going to stay in the Word. Now, can you do that? Oh, yeah, God, he kept Moses healthy for 120 years. And he can do the same thing for you if you stand by faith, just like he did. But anyway, the lady wanted me to pray for her healing, but the woman wanted me to pray she'd go home. And so we did. We prayed like that. And 2 days later, the woman called me and said, well, Thurman, this one I thought I'd call you and let you know that the lady you went and prayed for, she passed away today. I said, well, that's exactly what I expected. In fact, Cheryl and I prayed for a man the other night. He wanted to die. He wanted to die. How old was he?
He's been married 46 years, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay, anyway, 46 years, but he wanted to die. And we prayed that the Lord would take him home, and the next day he died. So, you know, you can pray for anything you have faith for. You can pray for a long life, you know, providing, of course, there's not a sin there that's keeping you. You got to make sure that you've repented of all sin.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, What Changed with Gideon? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.